In less than a month, we'll be moving back into the church. This is relevant to this weekend's Mass as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. This is because the ritual for the dedication of the church mirrors the ritual for baptism. In baptism, the ritual begins outside the church with the parents introducing the child to the church. This part of the ritual shows that the family is the heart of the faith. It's the parents' faith that is bringing the child to the church. It will be the parents' faith that is passed on to the child. Of course, as the child gets older, they will have to choose to live the faith. But the strongest indicator of a child's future faith is the parents' faith. Their tie to the church will heavily influence whether the child remains in the faith as they grow older. In the dedication of the church, this is mirrored when the pastor, with the builder, and a representative of the church building committee, meets the bishop outside the church. The representatives of the parish give over the keys and the plans to the bishop. This shows that St. Michael's is not its own church. We are only a church when we are tied to our bishop. Our faith at St. Michael's is tied directly to the larger church. We are not a church on our own. We are part of a larger church, and how we live out that faith here affects that larger church, and how that larger church, our diocese, live this faith, affects us here at St. Michael's. Next, both rituals have us listening to the Word of God, because without the Word of God, we do not know how to live. Scripture is essential to our lives as Christians, and the Scriptures are essential to our worship of God. We don't come together here to hear each other talk. We come together to hear God speak to us through His Word. Water plays a key part in the ritual of baptism, but also the dedication of the church. Of course, in baptism, the person has water poured over their head to wash them clean of sin and reunite them with God. In the dedication of the church, we sprinkle the walls and the people inside with holy water to wash the building of its old usage and make it clean for its new use. The people inside are sprinkled to remind them that they are a new creation in Christ by their baptism. After the baptism, the person has chrism smeared on the crown of their head, and in the dedication of the church, the walls, and most importantly, the altar, is smeared with chrism. Chrism is oil that has been blessed and is infused with perfume to make it smell wonderful. We use it to anoint the person after baptism, at confirmation, in the hands of the priests, and the head of the bishop. But during the consecration of the church, it's smeared into the walls and onto the altar, to show that that space and that altar will be used to bring into the world the most sacred thing we have, the Eucharist. It marks those physical items like it marks us when we are set apart for God. I was struck by all this ritual this week as we begin to plan for the dedication weekend. But through it all, I am reminded of the fact that by our baptism, we are supposed to be living, breathing churches in this world. As Catholics, we don't just think of our church as a building. Our church is a sacred place, a place where if we come, we know we will encounter Christ. It should be another home for us. Our lives should orbit around this ground and that altar that will be consecrated. But as we orbit in this world, as we come and go from this church, our lives should be impacted by what we do here at Mass, because how we live in this world certainly impacts our worship here. If we have been baptized, then we are set apart as living churches. Our faith should be as obvious as our church steeple, so that when people see us, they see the church.